Washington, VOA. Masih di VOA Executive Lounge dari dunia hiburan, ada info seputar film Aquaman. Selengkapnya bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Aquaman adalah superhero berikutnya dari DC Comics yang kisahnya diangkat ke layar lebar. Permission to come aboard. Dibintangi Jason Momoa sebagai Aquaman dan mulai diputar pada pertengahan Desember mendatang. I've been looking for you. Your half-brother King Orm is about to declare war upon the surface world. Film ini disutradarai oleh James Wan, sutradara Australia kelahiran Malaysia yang sebelumnya sukses menggarap film Conjuring dan Furious 7. Awalnya, para penggemar komik tidak menyangka di antara beberapa superhero dari DC Comics yang tergabung dalam Justice League, Aquaman yang dipilih untuk difilmkan menyusul kesuksesan Wonder Woman. Banyak yang ragu ya, bahkan sempat bermunculan berbagai meme dan jokes di internet seputar Aquaman. Menanggapi hal tersebut, dalam wawancara bersamanya belum lama ini, James Wan mengatakan,
Definitely coming onto a project like Aquaman, I definitely know going into it that there was going to be a lot of jokes behind it, and just the fact that, you know, for the longest part, people do see him as the joke in the superhero world. No one takes him seriously, like his powers, he talks to fish only, right? But that was kind of was kind of where the fun was for me, you know, the idea of taking this sort of preconceived idea notion that you have for this character, taking that and kind of like just turning it on its head, not shying away from it, but really kind of leaning into it and just running away with it and just go, okay, you used to think this element was funny, now we're gonna do it in a cool way that you've never seen before.
Berbagai keraguan orang akan kelebihan Aquaman dibanding manusia super lainnya inilah yang menjadi motivasi James Wan menggarap film Aquaman. Ia tidak akan meninggalkan kemampuan Aquaman yang sering menjadi ejekan itu, namun akan menampilkannya menjadi sesuatu yang keren dan belum pernah dilihat orang sebelumnya. Sejauh ini, pendekatan yang dilakukan oleh James Wan tampak berhasil. Terlihat juga ketika trailer film Aquaman diputar pertama kali di acara San Diego Comic Con bulan Juli yang lalu, di mana orang-orang merasa puas dan sangat antusias menunggu diputarnya film ini. James Wan juga mengatakan salah satu keberhasilannya dalam menggarap film Aquaman, ia dan bintang utamanya, Jason Momoa, benar-benar bisa meresapi apa yang dirasakan Arthur Curry, alias Aquaman, untuk dapat beradaptasi di dua lingkungan yang berbeda. Kalau Aquaman di darat dan laut, Jason Momoa lahir di Hawaii dan besar di Iowa, sementara dirinya lahir di Malaysia dan besar di Australia.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Jason and I are somewhat similar growing up, right? In that, I was born in Malaysia, but I grew up in Australia, and so I've always kind of felt like a fish out of water as well, so to speak, and it took me a long time to kind of like come to terms that it's okay to be part this and part that, because you know you get to experience the best of both worlds, and that's really the thematic thread that I wanted to play and have it come across in the actual movie.
Sosok Aquaman yang dibintangi Jason Momoa ini sebenarnya sudah dimunculkan dalam film Justice League. Namun James Wan mengatakan akan ada perbedaan yang dapat dirasakan oleh penontonnya.
How you guys tell him in Justice League is a bit different to where I want to take him in my standalone movie. And so they were very open to the idea of not doing certain things that might step on my main story. And that means, you know, visuals and certain story sort of story thread that I want to lay out in this film. To give you one example, I didn't want them going to Atlantis because I want Jason in my movie to experience Atlantis for the first time, because I think it would be so much more magical for the audience to see Atlantis as our main hero seeing it for the first time. You're part of his journey that way.
That was awesome.
Film Aquaman dibintangi juga oleh Amber Heard, Nicole Kidman, dan Patrick Wilson.
The war is coming to the surface, and I'm bringing the wrath of the seven seas with me.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA. The Voice of America.
VOA. VOA Executive Lounge tanpa dirasa, sekarang tiba saatnya untuk kita berdua pamit. Jangan lupa untuk melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau. Juga Twitter dan Instagram, @VOA Rantau.
Ya, baiklah kami pamit dulu. Saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryono Arifin mengucapkan banyak terima kasih untuk perhatian Anda. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye. Direct from Washington.